know, I'm just feeling very blessed right now, and I'm very excited about getting to work and making St. Pete a better place.
Just minutes after polls closed at 7, results from mail-in ballots showed Kreisman with an early 10-point lead over Foster, all but sealing the deal on his victory. Kreisman said he'll get to work on day one, which is January 2nd.
I mean, I want to focus on bringing jobs to this community. There are a lot of people, and I heard it over and over again, who are desperate to work. They want to work. Let's get them out there. Let's get them jobs. Let's get them good-paying jobs. So I want to focus on that right from the beginning.
This morning, Kreisman announced in a press conference at City Hall that he's appointing a transition team. And during his concession speech last night at Sylvia's in Midtown St. Pete, Foster said he will work with the mayor-elect in any way he can.
And I will meet with him sometime this week, and we will work on the transition. But as I told Mr. Kreisman, she's all yours. Don't break it.
Foster also said he will halt plans to hire a new police chief to replace Chuck Harmon, who is retiring. Issues with the St. Petersburg Police Department in the impoverished Midtown area resounded during the campaign as African-American leaders called on an end to the agency's car chase policy and a return to community policing in low-income and minority neighborhoods. City Council member Wengay Newton was one of six city council members to endorse Kreisman. He thinks new leadership will bring swift change to some police policies that have become controversial.
That was part of the deal of them backing Mayor Foster. He also gave them the ability to take taxpayer vehicles almost to Orlando out of the city, you know, and that was over $1 million to the budget, about $1 million political gift he gave them through executive orders. So I think the new executive going to have the ability to pull some of that back because those individuals didn't back it.
Hundreds of people gathered at Nova 535 to celebrate Kreisman's victory. The buffet space inside the building was a roar of chatter and laughter, while outside supporters swayed to live music. As a cover of Ella Fitzgerald's At Last played in the background, former Chicago resident Gail Dempsey said that voters made the right decision for St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg is an up-and-coming area. There's a lot of growth that's coming to the downtown area. And that I think with him in office, it's just going to bring the additional growth and the tourism that people want and need for this area. We want the economic growth.
Also celebrating at Kreisman's party was Pinellas County Congressional candidate Alex Sink. She responded to criticism that Kreisman, a fellow Democrat, ran a campaign on partisan issues in what the city charter rules a nonpartisan race.
I don't think people are paying that much attention to the partisan nature of politics right now. In fact, we're all sick and tired of partisan bickering. We just want to get solutions.
Following his speech, incumbent Bill Foster told reporters his political career is over because of partisan politics. Foster said his 2009 campaign wasn't based on party issues.
I think that was the last real grassroots St. Pete election for the mayor of the city. That was 4 years ago. I think this will forever change the way mayor's races are done in St. Pete. 4 years from now, the Democratic Party is going to get behind Kreisman. Somebody will run a Republican. And it's partisan. From here on out, it's forever partisan.
Despite the loss, Foster told his supporters that he wasn't upset and was looking forward to being a husband and a father again, even if he's a husband now on the hunt for a new job. The 100 or so supporters cheered him on, but some didn't share his complacency at the defeat. Leslie Gross, who grew up with Foster, called the loss heartbreaking.
I'm upset with the city that's not paying attention, and they're gonna see, they're gonna regret it. But you know what? They've made up their mind, and I guess they let the Rays and the Pier, you know, that was out there.
Also decided last night in St. Pete were four city council races. Incumbents Carl Nurse and Jim Kennedy both retained their seats, defeating activists Sharon Russ and Lorraine Margeson. Newcomers will replace two term-limited council members. Darden Rice defeated Carolyn Fries for Leslie Curran's District 4 seat.
We have some serious issues facing the city, and on a serious note, we have a whole part of our city that is facing a critical lack of job opportunities, of quality education, and we have to pick up the momentum we once had a few years ago addressing these serious issues throughout our entire city.